I thought we needed some good running music for our next guest. Love this tune. We're going to talk some Albert Lea cross country. Jim Haney, co-head coach of our Tigers, joins us for their fall sports preview. And Jimmy, a good afternoon. How you been?
I'm very good. Thank you for the music. I haven't heard Chariots of Fire theme in probably 30 years, so thank you for that.
Absolutely. Now, I'm assuming it's still you and Margot Wayne, co-head coaches, again this year?
We are.
Okay.
We are, yes.
Sounds good. Now, before we talk about this year, and I know I'm excited about the cross country season, let's get a recap on last year's season. It was a very memorable one, a historical season as well, as the boys cross country team got to the state tournament for the first time in a long, long time. Jim, give us a recap of, again, a very successful year, not just for the boys, but for the girls as well.
Oh, absolutely. It was a very successful season. Our goals were to finish as high as we possibly could in the Big Nine, and we did. And then the section meet, as we talked about last year, we now in cross country have a three-tier system, a AAA, a AA, and an A system. And so we're in AA, so we're running against teams like Faribault and Winona, Austin, Plainville, Elgin, Millville, all very, very good teams. And so we're running with teams that are similar in size to us. And so that really helped us out. And so we ran in Faribault at the section meet on October 28th, and we took second place. We take two teams to the state meet, and so we were lucky enough to do that on the boys' side. And my girls ran very, very well. Unfortunately, we did not make the state there, but hey, they ran well, their best times of the season. Got to the state meet, and we took 16th out of 16 teams. We want to improve, but we're very happy with the experience. It was the first time in 40 years that an Albert Lea High School cross country team had made it to state. So we're very proud of that fact, and we hope to continue the tradition this year.
Now, Jim, let's talk about the girls first going to this season. And let's talk about some of the key runners that are coming back and any key runners that you lost from last year's team. I know when it comes to the girls, your team was running incomplete for a good portion of last season until right at the end because your team was so young. So I'm assuming you do have a lot of returners from last year.
Well, we have about half the girls' team returning, and leading the way is Jai Malagaya. Jai has had a marvelous summer. She was here almost every single day. She's been weightlifting. She's gotten stronger. She has more confidence. So we're very, very proud of her for her summer efforts, and we'll see, and we certainly hope that she'll be able to make it to the state meet. Following her, we have Maya Hankey and Ellie Schultz, and all those girls are going to have to run varsity for us and so forth. Now, we have a bunch of 7th and 8th grade girls that are very, very good, and we look forward to them moving up later in the season, so we will probably run incomplete for half the season and then bring those girls up. And so we're very excited about the 7th grade girls. We have 4 of them that are very, very good and hope to do some damage when we get to the section meet.
Now, Jim, going back to Ajay for a second, what grade is she in, and how close was she to being a state qualifier last year? Because I know she was consistently the number one runner for your team on the girls' side last year.
Right. She's a senior this year, and it'll be sad for her to go, but we're so excited that she is leading our girls' team. And I believe that she took somewhere in the 30s. She needed to probably be 12th, 13th
okay.
to make it to the state. They take the top 6 that are beyond the 2 teams that qualify. So I think she's got a real good opportunity to do that.
In her senior year, and it sounds like she's been putting in the work, so we wish her the best of luck and an effort to get to the state tournament this year. Jim Haney again, co-head coach, Albert Lea, boys and girls cross country. And let's talk about the boys, like you mentioned, the first cross country team in 40 years to get to the state tournament last year. And how many guys are returning? If I remember, there might have been 1, maybe 2 seniors on the team.
Right. We have 7 of the 5 returning that were on my varsity team.
Okay.
And then I've got at least 4 other guys that are right there. So it'll be fun. They'll be competing with each other. Leading the way is Gavin Hankey, the section champion. He had a great track season also. He went to state in this 3200 and finished 14th there, and just a phenomenal runner. And then I've got Pacey Bratke and Luke Wong, Pat Holcomb and Isaiah McGaffey and Tyrone Stout and Andrew Scholl and Caden Hankey and so forth. So we've got a lot of guys that are competing for a couple of different spots there to make the 7 for the varsity. And our goal was real simple: win the section and then do some damage at state.
I was going to say, the goals change really quick. You know, last year was it was to get to state again. You mentioned the three tiers now in cross country. So last year, get to state, you got there. And I like that. Now this year's goal is to, again, win the section and make some noise at state. And, Jim, it sounds like with the guys you have back and as a coach, you sound very confident that that can be achieved.
Oh, I feel real good. Those guys are phenomenal. We saw most of them all summer long. They put the time in. They put the effort. They're quality individuals. They gained tons of experience during last cross-country season, but also many of them ran track also. And so they gained a lot of confidence there. For example, Pacey Brackey took fifth in the section in the 32. I don't remember who was on the 4x8, but Luke Longs was in that. Isaiah McGaffey. I think Pacey Brackey was too. And those guys took third or fourth in the section. I may be wrong on that, but they were high up in the section. So they're running with a lot of confidence, and that's something you can't coach. They know that they are a pretty good team, and I'm excited for them.
Now, Jim, we know when it comes to cross country, you want to be in tip-top shape when the practices start. And you mentioned the kids out there running during the summer. How many miles are some of your athletes putting on each summer? Because I know as a cross-country guy, that's where, in my opinion, races are won, is during the summertime to make sure that you're in tip-top shape once you get to practice to start the fall season.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I would say that if they came on a consistent basis, they put anywhere from 350 to 400 miles on this summer, and they came in shape, and it's just fun to watch them run. They're moving really fast.
350 to 400. That mm-hmm. is awesome. That is absolutely, that's like running to, I mean, that's running past Duluth from Albert Lee.
Yeah.
If you got in a car if you started running from Albert Lee, you're going to run past Duluth. So I love that. That's absolutely awesome. Now I did
see. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good workout to run all the way up there, but I don't think I'll have to do that.
Now, Jim, I saw, was it this last weekend? Did you guys have an alumni run? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was so much fun. We had an alumni get-together, fun run, walk, whatever you want to call it. We had probably 25 old runners come back. We had Ethan Marcourt, who went to state 2 years in cross-country and 2 years in track. And I hadn't seen Ethan in probably 15 years, and so much fun. He's got a wife and three children, lives in South Dakota, and it was so much fun to see him. A lot of runners that had just had graduated had come back to run. Chrissy Munson, Chrissy Robinson was here. Got to talk to her quite a bit, and she's helping me coach a little bit this year too. JV Marino, who was my top runner probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, hadn't seen him in some time. He came. So I have to give a shout out to Travis Jensen. He was the guy that kind of put this all together. Travis graduated a couple of years ago and has really got this going by social media, and he made a lot of contacts. So it was a fun morning and kind of emotional for me because I hadn't seen these people, and it was so much fun to see them as adults in college and with families, and they were doing so well. So it was so much fun to see and hear their stories.
Now, Jim, was this kind of the first, I guess, a reunion run with old cross country runners? And if it was, I'm assuming this is going to be a tradition that's going to be continued year after year.
It was the first, and yeah, we'd like to continue it. We're going to do it on the first Saturday of our season. So next year it'll be August 19th, I believe it is.
That's cool.
Travis Jensen said that many people had contacted him, but they couldn't make it this year. So they already know about it for next year, and they're going to put it on their calendars. And I got yelled at by my own daughter, who ran for me about 10 years ago, saying that I hadn't notified her early enough. So she's going to, she was part of the team with Chrissy Munson Robinson and Emma Bailing that won the Big Nine 10 years ago. So looking forward to hopefully seeing those girls next year and seeing how their lives have turned out and so forth. So really looking forward and hoping to continue the tradition.
Jim Haney, co-head coach, Albert Lee cross country teams, along with Margo Wayne, their fall sports preview. And Jim, how many years have you now been coaching cross country?
I've been doing it for about 25 years. This is my 21st year as head coach. I was so fortunate to work with Chris Chalmers for 3-4 years as assistant, and then Chris stepped down and I took over, and Margo Wayne and I are two peas in a pod. We absolutely adore each other, and it works out that I'm just lucky to work with such a fabulous lady as Margo.
Now, Jim, before I let you go, I don't know if you have the schedule in front of you. I don't. I just wanted you to touch on some of the meets coming up this year, and I know that we have at least one meet, maybe a couple, in Albert Lee.
Yeah, we have three in Albert Lee this year.
Three, okay.
Starting on Monday the 29th, August 29th. It's going to be a 10-team field, Owatonna, Mayo, Century, Albert Lee. Some of the teams in the section play Elgin Millville, Byron. So it'll be a fun little race. And then we have another one on September 20th. That's going to be a little bit smaller with United South Central, Red Wing, John Marshall going to be there. And then we host the section meet. That's the first time that we've ever held the section meet here in Albert Lee, and that'll all be at Bancroft Bay Park. And that's on the Frisbee Golf Course, and that'll be on October 27th. So we're hoping that home field advantage will work in our favor, and we'll take the section championship.
Refresh my memory when it comes to that course. Was that a couple of loops? Is that how that worked?
It's two loops.
It's about
2,500 meters or 1.5 miles or so. And Spencer Dahl has done a beautiful job of cutting some of the grass and making the routes and painting and so forth. So we're very excited to show off Albert Lee and the course. And it's a true cross-country course. So got a lot of hills and downs and so forth. So very excited.
It's not cross-country if there isn't hills. You got to have hills. You have to.
That's so true.
Jim, yep. Jim Haney, co-head coach, Albert Lee, a boys and girls cross-country on their fall sports preview. Jim, thank you so much for the time. Again, big9.org to find out the calendars, the schedule for all the Albert Lee and Big Nine teams can be found right there. And, of course, keep it right here on Kate Radio. We'll keep you updated all season long on the schedule for cross-country and results as well. Jim, it's always a pleasure. You know how much I love talking to you and talking cross country. I appreciate the time, and of course, we'll talk again soon.
Real good. Thank you, Aaron.